Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America. Use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
And he's never coming back.
Really?
I know where he is.
Uh-oh, where is he?
Yeah, he's in a bunker. He's cooking turnips. That's what he's doing. So...
I promise.
Anyway, thanks for having me on, Simone. I talked to you earlier today on WOR, and
I should just run that tape again.
You were brilliant, and I was just floundering around as I usually do.
You did the whole thing. I ask a question, and you do the hard part. So let me ask you a question. Everybody's going to Thanksgiving dinner. You're going to be sitting there with these liberal relatives getting into a fight. Do you try to reason with them? Do you try to explain to them crime is bad, letting everybody out of jail is bad? Or what do you do? How do you deal with a liberal that's just crazy?
Well, I don't believe in politics at dinner. Maybe before when you have a little appetizer, or after when you're watching Chicago play Detroit, that'll be a thriller.
Yeah.
But, I always ask people, and this question comes up a lot. I say, well, what is the goal? Are you trying to persuade Uncle Ted not to be a left-wing loon? So what are the odds of that? Does Uncle Ted have the capacity to actually consider an opposing point of view? So it all comes down to people believe what they want to believe. It doesn't matter what the facts are, and I think the Rittenhouse case is the absolute best example we've seen of that lately. It doesn't matter what happened in history. Doesn't matter what's true and what's false. If a person gets into a belief system, a la Hollywood, okay, and the belief system out there is basically a way to get work, to secure jobs. So yes, I'm a liberal, and they try to out-liberal each other, so some director will notice them and put them in a movie or a TV show. So they believe what they want to believe. Now, that happens on the right, too, but it's a whole different view. On the left, it's we're noble people. We are so good. And that if you oppose us or even raise questions, you are evil, and evil must be destroyed. On the right, it's more we, and I'm generalizing, of course, is it we like conspiracy stuff. We really like this, so we're going to go to these websites and tell us that if you get the booster, you're going to turn into a vampire. We love that. And so when Uncle Ted comes over, you have to kind of measure whether he's rational or not. Because if he isn't, or Aunt Betty or whoever it is, then it gets quickly out of control.
Well, but you've been watching this for a long time. Explain what happened. It used to be the liberal doesn't like the rich. They should pay more tax, or just overly sensitive about racial. Okay, we could see that. Where did it get to the point where they want everybody let out of jail? We should have no police. Well, when did this all happen?
The media drove that. And so when I was working at Fox News and, you know, more than 20 years, never had any of these radical, insane people on. And yes, it was a traditional right network, but there wasn't crazy John Birchers out there on Fox News screaming and jumping up and down. It never happened. The guests were vetted. They were people of accomplishment. And they would bring in a cogent argument. You would debate it. That's gone. So now the biggest loon gets the most airtime. So once that started to seep into the culture, then the progressive left, extremely shrewd, by the way, in how they present themselves, said, you know what? All standards of broadcasts have broken down. We're going to step in at CNN and MSNBC in particular. Those are the two absolute worst. All right. And we're going to fill it with propagandists. We're going to put them on and they're going to say all white people are bad, which they're saying.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, if you're white, you're bad. Whereupon Mother Teresa goes, really? You know, I mean, come on. But they want to destroy and tear down the entire country. I'm sure you know about this Wall Street Journal controversy that broke today. You hear about this?
Which controversy?
So Wall Street Journal publishes every year a editorial on Thanksgiving that tells the story of the pilgrims and then basically says we live in a noble country and we should all be happy that we have such abundance. And they've been doing that for, I don't know, 40 years?
Yeah.
So now Change.org, a communist organization which wants to break down everything, is demanding they don't do that. They don't run those editorials because they're racist editorials, because the pilgrims were racist and white supremacists, or whatever, that, you know what the game is.
Yeah.
Now, the Wall Street Journal cleverly turned it around and said, nah, you know, I think we're going to run the editorials because we don't give in to totalitarians like change.org. Hmm. And now more people will read the editorial in the Wall Street Journal.
But weren't the pilgrims, technically, weren't they illegal aliens, so we must defend them?
Well, you know what? It's a fascinating story. And me, as a historian slash journalist or journalist slash historian, whatever you want to do, Squanto is the guy. You know anything about Squanto?
No, but that's from your book, right?
Well, I wrote Killing Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, I'm a braggart. I really am. The best book on Native Americans you'll ever read in your entire life, because it's just fact-based. And it does not cast judgment. It says, here's what happened. But anyway, Squanto was the leader of an Indian tribe, indigenous peoples, for all you wokes listening, okay, in Massachusetts. And Squanto had an unbelievable life. So early in the 17th century, I think the date was around 1620, an English slave trader grabbed Squanto, okay, very early when the pilgrims had just shown up, and sold Squanto into slavery in Spain. So Squanto, you know, from Mashpee, Massachusetts, winds up in Spain as a slave, whereupon he escapes and somehow makes it back to Massachusetts. Now, you'd think the guy would be a little teed off, right?
Yeah.
You'd think Squanto would go, I'm going to cut as many throats as I can. No. Squanto sees these struggling pilgrims who had no blanking clue on how to deal with the environment, the harsh winter environment of Massachusetts. And he rides in with his crew, and he says, no, we'll help you. So they have 3 full days of festivities. They had lobster, no turkey, but they had duck. I mean, the menu was great.
Yeah.
And for 3 days, the indigenous people and the pilgrims bonded and had a good relationship. That's the first Thanksgiving. Now, how many Americans do you think you know that?
No, that's great. So why did we get stuck with turkey when we could have had lobster every Thanksgiving?
Because the big meat company went, oh, you know, yeah, we can process this a lot better than, yeah, you know, the others. But Squanto was a genuine hero, and nobody even knows who he is. And because that goes against the narrative of all the white people coming here for one purpose, and that's to kill the Indian.
Wow. Well, get the book Killing Crazy Horse. Killing Crazy Horse is the best history of all of this. Hey, by the way, the Wall Street Journal has put out a statement. They will not bend. They will not bow. They will not cancel that editorial. It will run as usual.
So yeah, and I mean, no. I love the Wall Street Journal with their high, indignant tone. They would never have canceled that. There's never in a million years would they buckle to these totalitarians on the left. And it actually helps the Wall Street Journal editorial page, which is traditional right, because it just points out the insanity that we're all dealing with now. And I have predicted, and you know this because we've discussed it in detail, that the progressive left is going to collapse next year.
Because
so they're at their high point now.
Yeah.
But they're going to collapse, not just recede. They're going to collapse, and CNN's going to be sold, and they're all going to be fired. And there's going to be a total new CNN. Now, NBC, Comcast, they're in big trouble because that brand is so huge, but people are starting to look around and then go, NBC is paying people millions of dollars to spew hatred. And that's what they're doing. Disney does it, too, with The View. They're paying people. I call them verbal assassins. And, you know, it's not somebody who's very passionate about their point of view. These are haters.
Yeah.
These are people who want other people harmed. And, again, you go back to the Rittenhouse thing. You know, they wanted this kid out forever. Forever. They just throw him away, execute him, whatever. That's what they wanted. And this is harrowing, and they get paid millions of dollars to spew this vitriol. I mean, NBC has really got a problem.
Hey, so when you say things will change, you mean in the midterm elections, the Democrats will get slaughtered, and that will begin the transition back to something closer to normal?
I think it starts before that. You're seeing local insurrections now against crime in all over the 50 states. And once the traditional Americans, who are the majority, once they say, I got to get off my butt and do something, it's over for the progressives. See, for far too long, conservative traditional Americans have taken it. And now, where's the demonstrations against the horrific crime laws in California, Illinois, and New York? Where are they? They don't materialize.
But people don't think you have to go out in the street and demonstrate for law and order. Who
but you do.
You really do?
At this point in history, there have got to be organizations that organize demonstrations against Black Lives Matter, against all these progressive hooligans. But they don't, it's not there yet. But you're going to start to see it. As people become angrier and angrier because they're paying more and more for the things they need, they're going to be looking for ways, and I want them to be peaceful. I mean, the worst thing in the world would to be replicate January 6th. That would be insane. You'd be peaceful. But you got to see numbers in San Francisco and places like this and say, enough. And then, in the vote next November, a year from now, I do believe that the Democratic Party is going to fall apart completely.
Well, good. Let's end on a high note. That's good news. Hey, everybody, if you haven't gotten Bill O'Reilly's books, get Killing Crazy Horse. Get the latest book, Killing the Mob. Watch the TV show. Get tickets to see Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly. They'll be touring the country. Everything is at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mark, and go Squanto.
Thanks for being with us.
Right.
It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Don't forget, follow me on Instagram. It's Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. And don't forget to go to Hannity.com. And, of course, watch Hannity tonight, 9 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. Back with your calls in a moment.
Sean Hannity.
Hey, I like what Bill O'Reilly had to say. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. I like that. A big collapse, the progressive left just crumbling, collapsing next year. obviously in the midterms, and this always happens whenever you get a Democratic president, happened to Obama, happened to Bill Clinton, midterms 2 years in, the Republicans take back Congress. It always happens because the Democrats always go too far. This time, it wasn't a case of going too far. They just went nuclear. They just went insane. $200 billion in infrastructure. Forget that. $4 trillion. Get rid of the police. Let everybody out of jail. I mean, just insane stuff. Let's have gas $6 a gallon. It's just insane stuff. Shoplifting. That's not a crime. So just insane stuff. So you're going to see the biggest slaughter ever in Congress. You'll see Republicans take out of 75 seats in the House, 20 seats in the Senate. It'll be a slaughter. But I guess Bill O'Reilly's point was they'll see this in the polling leading up to this and start trying to correct. Linda's looking at me like I'm nuts. What is that look all
about? No, this is my normal look when I look at you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because you are nuts. I mean, I love you, but you're nuts.
What? Look who's talking.
You know you're the first person I ever worked with in radio? You do know that?
No.
You're the first person I ever worked for in radio.
What do you mean?
Yes. I came in. I was hired to work for Sean Hannity. Do you really not know this story?
Well, I remember you used to screen my Saturday show.
On Saturday mornings, they
put
me in.
Back then, she was just screen the phone calls.
I would screen the phone calls.
Before she was the
big
producer.
Well, nobody was able to tolerate you, so they said, put her in there. She can do it.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, oh.
They got Ethan there. You used to, wait, Ethan used to screen.
I screened after Linda screened.
Was I any problem to work for?
No, not at all.
Clearly, it was just you.
When we come back on the other side, I'm going to finish the truth of this story, because I got the details. I remember very clearly what happened.
Okay. Joe Concha will be here for the next hour. Anyway, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Jeez, I hope he's not listening.
Give out your Instagram. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, Instagram. Well, I would give out my Twitter, but every time I get followers.
No, but you're getting followers on Instagram. They're following today. I see them.
It's the only thing left where they don't shadow ban you.
Haven't figured it out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe I should mention it. But also, you can listen to me on WOR, get my podcast or whatever. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use. And it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. Men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us, but when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need.
Welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. Mark Simone from our big flagship, 710 WOR in New York. Linda, you think Sean is listening right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, I was going to talk to you about all right, back to inflation. And
a different answer than you expected.
No,
you know what he tells me? He tells me that he checks in, but he doesn't really listen. And then if something's wrong, he knows I'll tell him.
Okay, so he's probably not listening. So if he asks, you tell him we were talking about.
I told you, I think Bill O'Reilly was right. I think he is in a bunker making turnips.
Okay.
You know? It's very possible.
If he asks, tell him we were talking about the strategic reserve and oil.
And inflation and stagflation and the economic destruction under Biden. Sure, I got you.
Okay. So now, anyway, I didn't realize this. You said the first radio job, the first time you was working with me?
That's right.
This would be what? 10 years ago?
I mean, it was only 5 years ago. I remain 25 forever. So
I think it was 10 years ago.
Time stops.
That was the first time you ever worked on a radio show?
But in all seriousness, it's very, very funny. I got hired for Sean, but I was working on the weekends. I was singing in the wedding band, still going to school,
right, yeah,
doing all the things, yada, yada. So long story short, at the time, Jack Maldonado, who was the operations director, says, hey, can you help out this guy, Mark Simone? I said, sure. He goes, oh, he's a great guy.
There you go. Okay. All right. That's enough of the story.
Kind of like a vote of confidence to me. I'll go for it. Okay, fine. So in I come. I'm very excited. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's very early in the morning. We start the show. And long story short, you start yelling at me.
I did.
You come in off the commercial break.
I didn't yell at you.
You start getting all up in my face. I'm like, take it easy. I didn't even have my coffee yet. Slow it down a minute. And you're getting, oh, you got to do the calls like this. I said, listen, buddy. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to me. My name is Linda. It's nice to meet you. And we started going back and forth. And you looked at me and you said, you know what? You're feisty. We're going to get along quite all right. And that was it. We've been friends ever since.
Is not at all.
This is 100% accurate.
I probably said, could you screen a little fast? I probably said one thing.
First of all, nobody's faster than me. I talk fast. I work fast. I act fast. Everybody knows that. This is not a thing. I mean, you know, there's one speed. It's fast. You know, I've had 8 cups of coffee today and all of them have 3 espressos.
But this was 17-year-old you.
I've always been like this, and you know it.
Oh.
Just saying.
Wait a minute. Ethan in the control. See, all of us have worked together for years. Ethan, we used to screen my show.
Yep.
Did I ever come in yelling at great length?
No, but I do remember one instance.
Oh, no. Anyway, we're out of time.
In which you blindly took a call, and I was scared crap. Because you just blindly, before I even went through the caller and saw what they were going to say, you were like, I want to go to the caller on line 3. And I was scared. I was very
Sean
scared.
Sean used to do that. We used to do something called clear the lines every once in a while. And he goes, I'm just going to answer the calls. I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, first time bungee jumping, I could see getting scared. But I went to line 3 and this is what scared you.
Hey, we had some people that we had to make sure didn't go on air.
Oh, okay. And but I was never yelling at you for 5 minutes, was I?
No, you saved that for me.
That was
a Linda special. That was for me. You didn't give that to anybody
else.
And
you've liked her more than me ever since then.
I like both of you, but I said,
I don't know about that.
I said one thing to her 10 years ago.
I'm getting compared to everybody else today. I don't know.
I said one thing. I said, could you screen a little faster?
You definitely did not say that.
That's all it was. You make it out like some Andrew Cuomo.
No. Oh, my God. I did not. That's terrible. I would never do that. No. I wouldn't compare the dirt on the ground to that guy. Forget about it.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Good Lord.
And look at Linda now. She next thing you know, she's the junior producer, then the senior producer.
Do you know that's not a real position? There's no such thing as executive producer.
Well, you used to be a bunch of them. Now she's in charge of everything.
Now I'm just the boss.
Keep it very simple.
I tell Sean, he's the talent, I'm the boss. It's a wonderful partnership.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
Linda said you're taking Tuesday off and you're going to cook some turnips.
That's what I said.
Who has ever had a turnip?
I love turnips. I guarantee if you did a poll of the audience, everyone would love turnips.
I don't think so. Anyway, I'm watching. Hey, the Kyle Rittenhouse case. This is something to talk about. So I love watching MSNBC when there's something like that because I can't wait. It's so funny to watch them. I'll watch it all day today. They never mention it. They never mention it again. The whole day is about white supremacy. White supremacy. This is all. It's the biggest thing in MSNBC. The biggest concern is white supremacy. So believe it or this is true. I don't want to mention any names, but a certain local news station here decided, watching this, we'll do a piece on this white supremacy here in New York. So they look for a white supremacist here in New York. They can't find one anywhere. So they contact the police department, the NYPD, looking, could they refer to the white supremacists that they're tracking? And the NYPD responds, we're not tracking any. We don't, we've never encountered any white supremacists. Now, I'm sure there are white supremacists. Probably if you went to a mountain somewhere in the Appalachians, there's some white supremacists, or maybe in some prison somewhere, there's a group that calls themselves white supremacists. Outside of that, has anybody ever encountered a white supremacist? Have you ever heard of anything? Well, whites, the last time I heard of this was Morton Downey Jr. getting beaten up in that, remember, in the airport bathroom? It turned out he made it up. They weren't white supremacists. It wasn't anybody. So this is the argument. Now, you'd like to think, we thought this from the beginning, when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over, that these two idiots, this confused old man and this giggling woman, they're not running things. There's a mastermind behind this. And it was believed that it might be Barack Obama, that he was the mastermind pulling the strings. Then some people thought, well, it's some George Soros-like figure that's orchestrating everything. Biden is the puppet and Kamala Harris and some mastermind. Well, after watching these two for almost a year now, I think we can all agree there's no mastermind here. It really is this bumbling old man and this giggling idiot vice president running things. And Biden will go down in history. They'll be teaching this in business schools for years. He will go down in history as the single worst personnel director ever in history. This collection of idiots, he calls a cabinet. This Pete Buttigieg has absolutely no qualification at all to be Secretary of Transportation. This supply chain crisis is the simplest thing you could ever encounter. It's just unloading ships. You got to get the crates off the ship and get some trucks. And it's not that complicated to figure. If this were Donald Trump, he would be standing on that dock in that port. He'd get every union boss, port head, shipping head, put them all together. They would yell and scream for an hour till they got this settled. If all else failed, there's two divisions in the military. That's all they do is run supply chains. He'd have them come in. There's 80 ships sitting off the coast. He'd have them unloaded in a week. It's really simple. Like, I could understand it's tough to win World War II. It's complicated. But if you just wanted to pull your guys out of Afghanistan, it's basically packing and getting on a plane. It's just get the civilians, they pack, you put them on a plane, you leave, the troops leave, you take the weapons, or you destroy them on the runway. It's pretty simple. They couldn't even handle this. So you've got the dumbest defense secretary ever, this bumbling Lloyd Austin. You got this General Milley, who's a moron. You got this energy secretary, Granholm, who's a complete idiot. You ask her one question about oil prices, she starts laughing on TV.
Did you hear about the video, by the way? Have you played that on your show?
Which video?
So she actually made, and I am not kidding, we have it. We have her laughing, which we can play.
Yeah.
But we have her singing a song about getting rid of gasoline and energy. It's a real thing.
You have this?
And we have a video. It's a video of her singing with like rappers and other singing. It's, I'm like, it can't be real. It's real. It's
okay.
A real thing.
I rest my case. You remember like the Bush, George Bush, and it was like James Baker and these Colin Powell and these great, now it's this giggling, laughing, singing Jennifer Granholm. This John Kerry is put in charge of climate change. He's so stupid. He actually says, we only have 10 years of coal left. It turns out we have 500 years of coal left. It turns out we have 200 years of gas left. Isn't that what he's talking about? Now listen to Jennifer Granholm. Here's the energy secretary.
I'm joking on your pollution trend. You're making me go. You're turning me off. I'm breaking this relationship.
Makes you want to get up and dance, right?
But she's actually hitting the notes.
That's auto-tune.
Yeah, that's auto-tune.
Better than you.
We had a good run, but now. How long do you want to torture the audience?
I'm sorry. I was stunned. I couldn't speak. All right.
You're motionless.
I was, you know what I was more fascinated by? Auto-tune can correct the note and get you right on pitch. But the more auto-tune, the more it starts flanging and making that whooshy digital noise. there was a ton of it there, which means that auto-tune was cranked up to about 100 just to get her on key. So, and think about this. You've got the worst president ever, and he manages to find somebody dumber than him to be the vice president to ensure against impeachment. And did anybody notice this? They had the first cabinet meeting in months, 3 months, first cabinet meeting 2 weeks ago, and they scheduled it for a week where she is out of the country. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Now, Democrats know they're going to get wiped out in 2022, but the big question is 2024. Should anything happen to Biden? I know he's busy saying he will run in 2024, but I mean, let's be honest. If he wanted a life insurance policy, would you give it to him right now?
No, and where is he running? Where is he running? Who is running with him? Kamala's not running with him.
Well, that's the problem. They got to figure out what to do about her.
Joe doesn't know his name.
But they got to figure out what to do about her. She's got to go. They got to get her out of the vice presidency. It can be done. She'd have to resign. I don't know what you'd have to give her to resign. And then you'd have to pick somebody else, because that person would be the new candidate when Joe goes.
And who's that?
Well, normally you go to your cabinet, but this is the biggest collection of idiots ever. So you'd have to go to a successful Democratic governor, which would be...
Drum roll, please. I'm like,
Wait a minute here.
Long pause. Long,
successful
long.
Democratic governor. Okay, so you'd, okay, forget that. You'd have to get a very successful, popular Democratic senator. You know, normally, well, this is a problem. I don't know. Again, I don't know who the mastermind of this Democrat, you'd have to somehow get Obama back and change a constitutional amendment or something. I don't know. So they're in real trouble.
I think it's your turn. I think it's time for you.
I would never go into politics.
I think you should. I think you'd be great at it.
Never. I'd stink at it.
You got a good laugh. You could laugh like her. You could do it all day long.
You said the first time I worked with you, I yelled at you.
You did yell at me. I would have preferred the laughing.
So, okay. No, I would be no good in politics. But this is Bill O'Reilly's point from a while back. I think he's right. There's going to be the biggest meltdown of Democrats, of progressives. This whole thing of close the prisons, let everybody out of jail, defund the police. You just look at what's going on in California. San Francisco's lost. We're about to lose Los Angeles. Beverly Hills is getting looted like crazy. People are watching this, and you know, you're talking about going too far. We don't need any police. We don't need jails. This is going to blow up. I think he's right. Let's say spring of next year, it starts to really blow up in their faces, and the timing is perfect. It'll just all blow up on them as the midterms are coming. There may be no Democrats in the House or Senate next year.
But then what do we do about the rhinos?
That's a handful of people.
Oh, my. What?
Well, how many rhinos?
I don't know. I would say about 100 of them.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I want term limits. I want a clean house. I want
all the things. Yeah, okay. There should be term limits.
I mean, we'll never get it, but.
Yeah. So, and then you got rhinos. And then you got Liz Cheney, who's like beyond rhino. She'd have to like really go right to be a rhino again. I mean, she's ready for The View right now.
No, yeah, man. She needs to be a co-host for sure.
Anyway, we'll take some calls in a minute. Lou Dobbs is going to be with us a little later. And then we're going to have a big breaking story for you in the next hour that you will not believe about that January 6th commission and the fake, phony ridiculousness of that commission. But we'll take some calls in a minute. 1-800-941-SEAN is the number. Mark Simone, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. And don't forget, watch Hannity every night at 9 and check out Hannity.com. Well, so what does Kyle Rittenhouse actually do now? He said in the interview he's going to Arizona State and he's going to study there. But remember, Nicholas Sandman, who's got a great legal team together, went after all the networks and they all had to settle with him. They had no way to defend themselves. So he is now worth, what would you say, $200-300 million?
At least.
$300 million. This kid is worth $300 million. So Kyle Rittenhouse would have the same success. He can go after all those anchors that called him a racist, called him a white supremacist. Joe Biden, the Supreme Court has ruled that even if you're president, anything you did as a private citizen, you can be sued while in the White House. So, and imagine that if you sue Joe Biden, you can open up his finances and start to look into his bank records. That's a very wealthy family that that Biden family, and it could be. So this, this, and I'm sure he's going to do it. He sounded like he was going to do it. If you watched that interview last night on Fox News, so Kyle Rittenhouse could, in a year or so, be worth a couple of $100 million. He could buy his own ambulance. He could have his own medical team. You know, that was his thing, wanting to be a medic. You could go to Kenosha and there might be a massive.
He did help people. He did.
No, I'm saying he did help people. But a year from now, you might see the Kyle Rittenhouse Medical Center in Kenosha. Well, if you had a couple hundred million and that's what you wanted to do, you know, maybe put that Arizona State on hold. You might not need that. You might.
I mean, the problem is now is where is he going to go to get his good name back? That's the problem.
That's where you go. You make those networks pay you and issue retractions. I would love
the Biden idea. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, go after the president. That case. Hey, Lou Dobbs will be with us. We'll talk to him in the next hour. Mark Simone for Sean Hannity.